7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. We all know the famous tradition of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, where he said that I have not been sent except to perfect morals and ethics. Therefore, we see that Islam as a religion really strives within the teachings and within, we see amongst the hadith, the numerous and countless hadith that deal with ethics and how a person should act with, as we mentioned previously, the four particular relationships that a person has. That is a person's relationship with God, a person's relationship with himself, with other human beings, and with other creation. So in fact, there's just three relationships: with God, with himself, and with creation. And creation is then split into two. That is humans and non-humans. So obviously we see that it is necessary, and akhlaq itself is something important. Therefore, we see that within the Islamic sciences, we actually have a specific science known as ilmul akhlaq, or the science or the subject and topic of ethics. And obviously, we must understand that the ethics that we're speaking about here is not the ethics that is done at university level or so on and so forth. No. What we discuss here is not whether acting and how the world, no. Ethics in this particular Islamic setup or Islamic framework is this, what I mentioned previously, is that how to act in relation to the four relationships that a person has. How to, for example, act with your friends, how to act with your family members, how to act with your children, how to act with your spouse, how to act with your neighbor, how to act with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to pray properly, how to give charity, and so on and so forth. So this is akhlaq, and this is ethics. How to act, what one must do and what one must not do outside of fiqh, outside of jurisprudence. But however, we will see that there is a crossover and there's a big discussion between this crossover. Anyway, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners in our next segment deals with the subject of morals and akhlaq. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So as mentioned in our previous segment, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is based on the science or on the teachings, or rather the subject of akhlaq. The book is titled Lessons on Islamic Morals. This book was a compilation of some of the speeches of Sheikh Muhammad Ali Shomali. We will read this later on, of how this book actually came to be. This book was published first in 2017, again then published as a second edition in the same year, and reprinted in 2018. This book was published by the Institute of Islamic Studies, which is based in London. So this book, as mentioned, contains lessons regarding Islamic morals. It has 23 lessons regarding morals, and as we will see, it is to do with the relationships of people. For example, the lesson 23 is with the environment. That is other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another lesson 11 is repentance. That is relationship between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so on and so forth. And then, for example, relationship with other people is also here. This is whole of section 4. Section 3, relationship with ourselves. Section 2, relationship with God, morality in Islam. So these are the five relations, as we mentioned, there, so the five sections and the four relationships, as clearly mentioned here. So introduction of the book, we'll just read this first few paragraphs in order to understand how this book came to be. So this book is based on a series of 30 lectures delivered by the author on Islamic ethics in Qom in winter 2012. It should be in the winter of 2012. The series was delivered as a course for a corresponding degree on the subject. Each lecture was around 25 minutes and was recorded in a studio. Thanks to God, the series has been used by correspondent students from the academic year 2012-2013 until now. It says till now, until now. Due to the importance of the subject on the one hand and the need for more texts on the subject in English on the other, it was decided to publish it as a book as well. After preparing the transcript, the text was edited and references were added. Some parts which were more philosophical were removed. We are now pleased to present this humble book to our dear readers. It is hoped that they will find it useful for their study of Islamic morals and find it of help in their personal moral development. This is basically how the book came to be. And hopefully, inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of the book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. The book that we introduce to our dear listeners is titled Lessons in Islamic Morals. It is a book based on the lecture series of Sheikh Muhammad Ali Shumali that was delivered in Qom and was then turned into a book and published in the year 2017 for the first time by the Institute of Islamic Studies, which is based in London. So one of the portions of this book, which is the second lesson, as we said, this book contains 23 lessons divided into an introduction and then the four relationships that a person has. So the second lesson, which is the introduction part, which deals with akhlaq as a science itself, speaks about the science of akhlaq. It is the subject of akhlaq. What is it? So lesson two, the science of akhlaq. Introduction. In this lesson, we will first study the subject of the science of akhlaq. And then we will try to further explore the definition of the science and refer to various people's thoughts on the subject. Finally, we will discuss the aim of the science of akhlaq. The subject of the science of akhlaq. The science of akhlaq, ilm al-akhlaq, deals with the understanding our present position, deals with the understanding of our present position and discovering how we can elevate it. In the science of akhlaq, we study khulq, which is our spiritual or moral aspect and refers to those qualities which are not physical. We also study good and bad actions. The science of akhlaq is a science which deals with mankind's character traits, vices and virtues. In Islamic morality, we deal with virtues and vices and also with the actions which are related to them. We do not merely discuss actions as do some ethical systems. Some ethical systems, especially in the 20th century, are influenced by the theory of behaviorism in psychology. According to this theory, everything is a form of behavior and the spirit as an immaterial substance from which behavior sprouts does not exist. And so on and so forth. And the book goes on to explain it and then goes on to explain the relationships that we have. But what is more important is that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if we do read this book or any other book on akhlaq, what is important is not to gain knowledge. Knowledge and true knowledge is the implementation of that information that we have. If we just read a book and don't implement it, it's just information. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make whatever we read true knowledge. That is, it becomes part of us and we act upon it and it betters us and it elevates us. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasir Ibrahim on IRIB English Radio.